UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Well, hello. It's 1906 UTC on November 16th, 2023. It's presently 20 degrees, high of 10, or excuse me, high of 21, low of 10. We're not on the roof today. I'm walking to alternative spot. There's a crew of about 5 people walking laps on the roof. The problem is 1900 UTC here where I live is 2 p.m. a lot of the time. And that is later in the afternoon. A lot of people are leaving the office to go pick up kids and stuff. 1 p.m. or 1300, not so much with people eating lunch and wandering around. So I'll have to find a new hiding spot that's not hard to get to. From here, I can see a man changing a tire. We've also got 4 Teslas at the stoplight, 2 combustion vehicles. And we got a muscle car coming along, offsetting the electric car's offset. And more Teslas. Ugh, so many of them. They're such a bland car to look at. Anyway, you're not here for the traffic, although you could be. Hyperlocal traffic report, just built for you. I'm going to go up now. I'm avoiding things.
So, just a second here, I'll launch. You can connect by SSHing over to sdf.org, or you can go to tty.sdf.org. And once you're there, you just launch com by typing com, then you press enter, or that's the best way. And then once you're logged in, you press G for go to, and then type in on radio, all lowercase, all one word. There's a command page for Komode Chat, and if you check it out, it'll tell you about your COM/RC file. And then you'll know all about how to set it up so you auto-join Anon Radio. And then you can be cool people, like Ratsu and Quentin, Barth and Thrig in the house, WX Boss, HLAM, hello. And welcome, welcome. I'm walking up a ramp now. I don't want to say it. I'm trying to be discreet at work. So people often think I'm up here just talking on the phone, which is fine. Good assumption. But anyway, the guys were walking around the roof and I saw them and they waited and they did a couple of circuits. So they went to the fourth floor, but then they came down the ramp to the fourth floor. So I went up the ramp to the roof. It is mostly cloudy. Oh, I'm walking to a shady spot now. It is mostly cloudy. I can look at the sun and see just the circle. You're not supposed to do that, but anytime it's sufficiently polluted outside or there's clouds or fog, you can kind of look and see the sun is a circle, bright circle in the sky. It's kind of cool. I don't know. Let's check in on comp, see what's happening. Ratsu's in the house. Quentin's here. from a ramp. Ramping up. Hey, excellent. Welcome, welcome. All right, so we're making it. Yesterday I was working. I'll just vent to this before we get into the death and destruction. Yesterday, I don't know, I spent 6 or 7 hours working on this class to wrap. There's a WAF service, Web Application Firewall service, we have to use. And so I was writing a class to interface with it. And after I spent all that time, everybody just shit on my code. So I'm not feeling motivated today, but that's all right. Claudio M was walking up to his office just as M&W was walking to the roof. Hey, perfect. Good timing, Claudio M. All right, so let's get into it. We just go over here to our Firefox, click Settings, Sync Now, let it sync. And then we go over to our Bookmarks, Desktop Bookmarks, and Bookmarks menu. Go to News to Me, and November 16th. I'm going to try Tailscale this weekend, or Tailwind this weekend, I think it is. Tailwind, Tailscale, maybe Tailscale. But anyway, it's that easy / zero setup WireGuard VPN for the home. So we'll see. I'm hopeful that I'll be able to use it because I would like to be able to mount. Oh, man, we almost got to see a cool wreck here. There are two vehicles at the intersection. Both pull up beside each other, because why not? Let's make it a three-lane road. One was going left, one was going right. They both had their windows down, their turn signals on. Oncoming car was coming, and then they both went at the same time as the oncoming car was passing them. So the car turning to the right almost T-boned one guy, and the guy turning to the left almost ran into somebody that was driving down the turning lane instead of being in a driving lane, and then almost smashed into somebody trying to avoid them. It's amazing. This intersection, I can't believe more people aren't dead. Anyway, let's get going. A Canadian man accused of killing a Muslim family in London, Ontario, wanted to make all Muslims fearful for their safety, a jury has heard. Prosecutors said in their closing argument that Nathaniel Veltman had planned to send a brutal message. He was 22 years old and faces 4 first-degree murder charges and 1 count of attempted murder. He also faces terrorism counts, with prosecutors arguing he targeted the family because of their faith. The jury is now deliberating. Accused faces life in prison if found guilty. Both the defense and prosecutors agree that Mr. Ventman was behind the wheel on June 6, 2021. Wow, it took over 2 years to get to him. When a vehicle ran over three generations of the Afzal family as they took an evening walk. Mr. Veltman has pleaded not guilty to the charges, arguing that he suffers from mental illness. A 9-year-old boy was seriously hurt but survived. Several other people died, of course. The panel will not only have to decide whether Mr. Veltman is guilty of murder, but if his actions can be described as terrorism. Prosecutors are looking to prove the murders were intentional and committed for political, religious, or ideological purpose to intimidate the public or a specific group. Crown lawyer Fraser Ball told the jury the accused became highly radicalized in the lead up to the attack. Oh, that sounded like somebody smacking into something with their car. Hey, now we hear a horn. Let's see. Nope. The car honking is just driving too fast. I can't see. Nope, from my vantage point, I can't see any. Shucks. Oh, well. I guess shucks is the wrong response to I can't see an accident. Anyway, yeah, he ran over several people with his car, killed them. It took him a long time to get there, though. Hey, Stug, welcome, welcome. Yeah, Quentin saying tail scale is supposed to be cool now. Yeah, I tried running a WireGuard VPN at home just on a Raspberry Pi, and it did not work well. I was unable to do anything useful with it. That's why I was like, oh, maybe I'll set up Tailscale. I'd prefer to run WireGuard, just set up a VPN server on my computer and make it work, but I don't know if that's going to happen. All right, so let's keep it moving. A Virginia mother of the child who shot the teacher has been sentenced to 21 months in prison. Do you remember the 6-year-old took the gun from his mother's purse? And then went and shot his teacher, told her the day before he was going to shoot her, and then the next day he showed up and shot her. The mother of a 6-year-old who shot his teacher in Virginia has been sentenced to 21 months in prison on a drug charge linked to the gun used in the attack. Man, our drug laws are really hooked up. Deja Taylor, 26, pleaded guilty in June to using cannabis while owning a firearm. She still faces sentencing on a state charge of felony child neglect. Her son brought the gun to school on January 6th in Newport News and shot teacher Abby Zwerner. She's suing for $40 million, the person who was shot by the kid. After the shooting, investigators found 1 ounce of cannabis in her home. While the drug is legal in many states, including Virginia, it's illegal to own a gun and be an active drug user. Taylor reportedly wiped away tears in court as Judge Mark Davis handed down the full term requested by prosecutors. This case cries out for imprisonment, he said. One of Taylor's attorneys read a brief statement in which she said she would feel remorse for the rest of my life. Ms. Zwerner read aloud a victim impact statement at the hearing, talking about the physical and emotional toll the shooting had taken on her. I have nightmares of gore, blood, and death, always involving a firearm. She added she had to have 5 surgeries to regain motion in her left hand, and had suffered both emotional and financially since the incident. So yeah, don't give your kids guns, and maybe be emotionally stable enough that they don't go crazy and kill people. I don't know. Hard to say. WireGuard works spiffy between my OpenBSD desktop and OpenBSD Vert. Yeah, good deal, Thrig. My thing is, what I would like to be able to do, maybe you guys can chime in with your thoughts, but, give your kids buns instead. Cinnamon buns. Good idea, Claudio M. I support this. Buns, not guns. I need your guns, hun. No, give me your buns, son. Anyway. What am I thinking? Oh, so here's the goal. I have a VPS that fetches, that has a lot of media on it. I have a local computer at home, and I usually just rsync the media from the remote VPS to my local, so that way I can keep the smaller drive clear on the VPS while it fetches download stuff. And so what I'm thinking is, I want to set up I run Jellyfin at home on my computer, and I'm thinking I want to run Jellyfin on a VPS and then mount my local drive, my hard drive from home, so that the VPS running Jellyfin can access the content from the home server over the WireGuard VPN. And then that way, the Jellyfin server is accessible to all my friends, and I can set it up as a server, but I don't know. I'm thinking about it, thinking out loud. A U.S. tourist has died after his boat capsized in the Bahamas. A boat carrying 100 passengers capsized on its way to Blue Lagoon Island in the Bahamas. One U.S. tourist died as a result, and two others were taken to the hospital. That's a dump truck hauling asphalt. It looked like asphalt. It's like a, but it wasn't melted. It was just the black, tarry rocks. Anyway, the victim was a 74-year-old woman from Colorado, and she was on holiday with her family. Police say she was found unconscious when passengers were rescued from the water and was pronounced dead on the dock. The exact cause of death is unknown. But, hey, you know what? If you're over 70 and you fall off a boat, your prognosis is bad. Pretty bad. Almost as bad as if you eat a devil fruit and fall off the boat. California authorities have arrested a college professor in connection with the death of a Jewish demonstrator. A college professor was arrested Thursday in connection with the death of a Jewish protester during Southern California demonstrations over the Israel-Hamas war. Loay Abdel Fattah al-Naji, 50, will be booked into jail for investigation of involuntary manslaughter, the unintentional killing of another person, the Ventura County Sheriff's Office said. The district attorney will decide whether there's enough evidence to charge him. A man who answered the phone had a mobile number listed for him in public records said he did not want to comment. He didn't give his name. Oh, that sounds like an electric motorcycle or a really quiet motorcycle. Zoomed right by. Anyway, they tried calling all the people involved and couldn't get through. The medical examiner said at the time of the autopsy found Kessler died from head injuries consistent with a fall. So, who knows? This guy may or may not. It's not as cut and dried as this death for a kid. A 6-year-old boy died. This is about murder of a child, so if that hurts your heart, you might tune out for a little bit. A 6-year-old boy has died 2 months after a neighbor allegedly beat him with a baseball bat. You may remember this story. We talked about it a while back. A Texas family's mourning their young son after he died from injuries caused by his neighbor breaking into his home and beating him with a baseball bat. 6-year-old Jeremy died on November 14th after more than 2 months in the hospital. The fundraiser, GoFundMe, that's how all... sadly, all major medical events for people is funded by GoFundMe. The fundraiser, intended to cover the family's legal and medical bills, raised more than $300,000. He fought for 60 days and was improving, but at the end... he gave up the ghost. Jeremy had been fighting for his life since September 11th when the family's neighbor allegedly broke into their home and attacked the kid with a baseball bat. He also attacked his own mother after she followed him into the home and begged him to stop. His wife called authorities after she witnessed her mother-in-law leave Jeremy's home covered in blood while screaming that Mr. Logan was killing people inside. So surprise, surprise. Someone screaming, "He's killing people!" was not crying wolf. He was actually killing a small child. Yeah, it's terrible. Hauling asphalt, yeah. Oh, good point, Thrig. Network file systems make things more annoying, usually. Yeah, it's... I'm not quite sure. I was like, well, I might just put my Jellyfin server behind the WireGuard VPN, but the idea is that I would like to be able to give my friends access to this server without giving them access to the network. We'll figure it out one day, I guess. Let's see, we got more news, but it's 1922, so I want to remind you that in 7 minutes and some change, the Dubious Skulls Can Be a Tobe is starting up. It's a fun show that airs every goddamn day, right here on and on radio. And of course, it's Thursday, so you know what that means? That means it's Flux Day. So Dubious Goals Committee, then we've got Flux from our very own DJ Stug here. Then Language Soup with DJ Super Salon at 2100 hours, and Pumpkin Pie at 2200, followed by the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix from the very magical DJ Snow Dusk at 2300 hours. And then the Cavalcade Audio Hour is at 00 UTC. Liquid Dreams has a show at 0800 if you're in the plus side. And Hear Now the Words is at 1500. tomorrow on Friday. So tune in for that if you can. There's lots of stuff going on. But yeah, every goddamn day at 1930 UTC, you can count on it. Dubious Goals Committee. Synthesizers came into the mix yesterday. Solar panel driven quantized synthesizer. A lot of fun. So yeah, definitely check it all out. It's a good time. Two people are arrested after a U.S. storage facility was emptied of $1 billion, with a B, and massive amounts of knockoff designer goods. Federal prosecutors arrested two men on Wednesday and seized more than 200,000 counterfeit handbags, clothes, and other luxury items worth $1.03 billion, making it the largest ever seizure of counterfeit goods in U.S. history. Oh dear, that's a lot of counterfeit handbags. From Queens and Manhattan, New York, respectively, Sal 38 and Jala 48 are each facing a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. Sal and Jala's large-scale goods trafficking operation took place out of a storage facility in Manhattan, while Jala also trafficked through an off-site location in Manhattan also. Seizure of the storage unit resulted in 83,000 items valued at over $502 million being taken, while Jala's off-site location resulted in the seizure of over 50,000 counterfeit items valued at $237 million. Interesting. He had the smaller, lower-value stuff. Photos of the spaces shared alongside William's statement depicted a plethora of bags, clothing, and more in either boxes or even seen strewn over ceiling pipes. Ivan Arvelo, special agent in charge of Homeland Security Investigations, praised the finding in a statement, claiming it underscores the unwavering commitment of HSI New York in the fight against intellectual property theft. It serves as a testament to the dedication, culminating in the largest ever seizure of this. Notably, it's illegal in the U.S. To purchase counterfeit goods or bring them into the country. U.S. Customs and Border Control says doing so could result in civil or criminal penalties, and purchasing counterfeit goods often supports criminal activities such as forced labor or human trafficking. Hand added that the counterfeit market is a significant problem, not just for luxury or fashion brands and the dilution of their trademarks. If you ever want a sports jersey, always go buy a knockoff. Double check and make sure that it's good, but almost always go get a knockoff because, huh, there's a person walking their dog. The public-private blend of this office space is always very questionable to me. Anyway, what was I saying? If you're getting a sports jersey, it's almost always better to get a knockoff. Like, maybe buy one jersey for the team that you like, but they don't see the team. The player doesn't see any of that money or sees very little of it. So you're not really supporting them. You might be supporting the team, but and even if it's the Green Bay Packers, which is a company, as a member-owned place, it's still maybe not worth it. So anyway, just a heads up. Lots of good deals on there. Hey, Publius is in the house. Publius is here. If Publius is here, let's talk about something going on in the nuclear world. Work on the Zhu Dabao Unit 1 gets underway. Construction has started of the nuclear island for Unit 1 at it's X-U-D-A-B-A-O. I'm guessing it's Zhu Dabao. X-U-D-A-B-A-O. Nuclear power plant in Liaoning Province, China, National Nuclear Corporation announced. The construction of Units 1 and 2 of the plant, also known as Zudapu, X-U-D-A-P-U, was approved by China's State Council on July 31st. On November 6th, the Ministry of Ecological Environment announced that the National Nuclear Safety Administration has decided to issue construction license for Units 1 and 2. They'll both feature 1,250 megawatt electric CAP 1000 reactors, the Chinese version of the Westinghouse AP1000. A ceremony was held on 15th of November, at the site near Xingcheng City, Huladao, to mark the start of construction of Unit 1. So hey, more nuclear power coming our way. Say Shu Da Pu. Thanks, Publius. That's funny. A built-in external hard drive. That is pretty funny. A ThinkPad T420. That's pretty funny. All right, so what else is happening in the world? Well, there's other stuff. We've only got a few minutes to go, so let me just give you the remaining headlines so you can be well-educated, know what's going on in the world. There is fear of a Pearl Harbor in space. China has tested, China and the United States and Russia have all tested anti-satellite weapons, where they blow, they just target satellites and just hit them with a rocket. Of course, that would cause a lot of trouble for a lot of people, so we try not to weaponize space. I don't know. I don't think that that's out of the question anymore. There's fury in Oklahoma as the governor backed a cockfighting group. That's right. Rooster fighting, cockfighting is still a thing, and it's still legal in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma governor, Kevin Sitt, has been soundly denounced by animal rights activists after making a video in support of a cockfighting organization. He made a video in support of the annual meeting for the Oklahoma Game Fowl Commission, a group that's been working to reduce penalties for cockfighting in the state. Cockfighting is a funny word to say. It feels weird to say it out loud. And, sad news, in Singapore, someone has stolen a Jerry. Tom and Jerry, that is. One half of the cartoon duo Tom and Jerry has gone missing from Sentosa. And it's not because Jerry the Mouse has gone into hiding. Inflatable mascots of the two characters, a 3-meter-tall Tom and 1.5-meter-tall Jerry, were part of an exhibition on Siloso Beach. But on Monday, Jerry was stolen. So that's all the time we got for today. If you see Jerry, let me know. But shout out to everybody in Com, and thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It's dubious time. So, you know, as far as dubious things go, if you've hurt yourself, if your dogs are sick, maybe you are trying to get a raise, check it out. Go ahead and look for the Dubious Goals Committee. It will cure what ails you. All right, and we got just enough time for a mini traffic report. We got two Teslas on the road in...